I want you to just take a second, a moment to breathe. You haven't had too many of those recently, have you? It's why you're here, listening to me. Or maybe you've had plenty of opportunities to relieve some stress in the best way that you know how, and it just hasn't been enough to keep you at ease. Don't worry, I'm not here to judge. What I am here to do is to help you. So, I'd like to take things slowly, make you feel good, yes, but also leave you feeling safe and calm. Pause this audio if you need to, and completely undress yourself if you haven't already. Make sure you're all cozy and laying down in a position where you can fully let go before you continue. Keep some lube or alternatives nearby and in arm's reach if you have any. Ready? Perfect. I promise you, I'll have you feeling absolutely blissful before you know it. It's easier than you could possibly imagine. All you need to do is listen to my voice and follow along. Now that that's out of the way, let's focus on getting the rest of you ready. I'd like you to rest your dominant hand right on your thigh. A bit of a tease, I know, but the anticipation will help. Take a deep breath for me, okay? In and out. Good job, darling. Let's do that again. Another deep breath in. And then slowly breathe out. And now, I want you to try maintaining a slow, steady rhythm of deep breaths. And keep it going for as long as you can while you pay attention to my voice. Start slowly sliding your hand up your thigh for me as well. Slowly. Slowly. Gradually making your way up until your hand is resting between your thighs, right where you want it the most. Focus on that feeling and begin to softly rub yourself. I want you to feel yourself get hard under your touch. I'd like you to keep your focus on the sensation as you touch yourself. How the pleasure not only arouses you, but also seems to further relax you. Strange how something that would normally have you so uncontrollably feral is now suddenly so, so calming. I'll let you in on a secret. That's because you're listening to me. It's my voice that's making everything so soothing, turning all these feelings into something new. Something you didn't expect, but aren't opposed to. Because it feels nice, doesn't it? It feels good to focus on this one thing while you let my voice take care of the rest. And as you allow yourself to follow along, things just kind of happen on their own. Your breathing slows down on its own. Your attention is directed to exactly where it needs to be, without you even putting in a shred of effort. And you're okay with that, because you feel safe. You're safe with me, and that knowledge takes you further into this restful state. Keep touching, my love. You're doing such a good job. With your focus directed to your hand, you haven't even noticed the rest of your body starting to unwind. The gentle sensation washing over your skin in waves, leaving tingles behind. Keep focusing on your hand and the way it glides between your legs as the pleasure ripples across your body. The relaxation simply spreads. You feel it rushing into every inch of you. My voice is drawing out the tension from your body and releasing it, letting it fade away. But none of that is important. It all drifts into the background because your attention is on your cock. It's throbbing, and yet you're just so calm. The longer you keep going, keep your hands moving, keep focusing on the feeling, keep following my words, the better it all feels. It's almost like it's drawing you in. The intensity is growing, not just from your touch, but in the way your body just sinks into it. Your limbs begin to go limp. Everything just gets so heavy, but it's all so blissful. You've never felt so at peace. So you keep going. And the longer you keep going, the more you start to think about how you don't want to let it end. And that's perfectly fine. I can help with that too. After all, I've already taken you this far, right? It'd be a waste not to enjoy the pleasure as much as you can. Especially when my voice does this to you. I'm sure you notice the way that every single word I say just sends a shiver down your spine. But none of the specific feelings matter, really. All that matters is that it feels so good when you listen to my voice. It feels so right when you listen to my voice. It makes your body loosen up. It makes your cock twitch. So you just keep going. Push down a bit harder as you rub your hand against your shaft. The pleasure's so intense now, so intense that it starts getting difficult to keep your breathing steady. In fact, it's getting a little bit too hard to think of anything but the pleasure. Not that you care, though. Why would you when you could just keep listening to me instead? You can let go when you're with me. You can let me take over. Because it feels so good when my voice is in control. If you didn't know any better, you'd think that you genuinely couldn't help yourself. I mean, surely it'd be hard to resist something so pleasurable, no? But that's fine too. You don't have to worry about any of it, because things are just happening all on their own. All you need to do is keep touching your cock and keep letting my words slip into your head. Isn't it wonderful what I'm doing to you? You're wrapped up in my voice. How pretty it sounds. How it makes your body feel. You can't help but want more of me. So you just let it happen. You give in more and more. The pleasure's starting to overflow now, spreading from your body into your brain. It's filling up your mind, taking away the few thoughts that you had left. And suddenly, it becomes too hard to think of anything at all. Any small, fleeting thoughts just get drowned out by the pleasure. But my voice can fill in the blanks. You want it to. It feels so, so good to do what you're told. To let me take you deeper into this state of bliss. You do what you're told automatically now. Your hand keeps rubbing all on its own, and your cock won't stop throbbing under it. The rest of you seems to fade away as your awareness shrinks. And the more I keep speaking to you like this, the more you listen. Your mind sinks so deep, all your thoughts draining away. You can't help yourself. You can't stop it. Not anymore. But that doesn't matter. Not when it feels this good. You need to listen to my voice. It's no longer a choice. You couldn't make the decision for yourself, even if you wanted to, because there's simply not enough space left in your brain. Your mind is overwhelmed by the pleasure, and my voice is all that's left. There is nothing else to direct your attention to but me, and that makes you sink deeper. And that makes you give in. Being mindless for me is your purpose. It's what you are meant for. So you do what my voice tells you to do. You drop. You fall under my spell. And you can't stop it, because there is nothing to stop. It's all out of your control. You're too far gone, on the verge of absolute surrender. When I snap my fingers, you'll submit completely. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't resist me. Your mind's just too fuzzy for that. You can't use a brain that's so overwhelmed with pleasure, with arousal. There's nothing else to do but let go and drop for me. Feel yourself sinking so rapidly into trance now as you drop for me. Everything simply switching off as you sleep for me, falling so much deeper down into the warm embrace of my voice with each and every snap of my fingers. Submit to my control and sleep. For me. Good boy. And just like that, you're exactly where you need to be. God, you're easy, aren't you? Never saw it coming. You could never stand a chance against my hypnosis, especially when you were least expecting it. So incredibly willing to follow along with anything as long as it gets you off. But that's perfect for me. Boys like you, boys who let their other head do the thinking, you're my type. I know you. You're the kind of guy who happens to jerk off just a little too much. Whenever you get a free moment, or perhaps out of boredom, any excuse to turn your brain off. It's an urge that's always there in the back of your mind, maybe a little bit too subtle for you to notice. I like boys like you. But more than anything, I like making them worse. Just perverted enough to exploit, yet simultaneously innocent enough to make the effort of doing so worth it. You'll look so much better when I'm done with you. That's not for your pretty little empty head to worry about, though. Just keep sinking deeper into trance. You can always go deeper, and it won't stop here, of course. It'll never end as long as you have my voice in your ears and your hand on your cock. And while we're on that topic, I want you to get the lube I had you prepare and get your cock nice and wet for me. Spit on your hand if you don't have any. Now, wrap your hand around your cock and start pumping. And your mind just goes pop, vanishes, completely melts. You do realize it's this exact thing that got you in this situation. If you weren't so occupied earlier, maybe you would have noticed my voice weaving its way into your head before it was too late. Maybe you'd still have some control over your own actions, but you were too horny to pick up on it, and here we are. You know what that makes you, right? It makes you pathetic. You know the type. Desperate little losers, too addicted to getting off to keep their little hands out of their pants. Nothing wrong with that, though. In fact, that's our end goal here. Doesn't the thought of it make your brain even fuzzier? Oh, look at you. Poor thing. Can't even think for yourself, can you? That's why mommy's here, pretty boy. Mommy's here to do all the thinking for you. Thinking isn't important for a stupid boy like you. Not when I can just tell you what to do. And what I want you to do is touch for me. Be a good boy and touch for mommy. This is how you're supposed to be. Not a care in the world, mindlessly obeying mommy's every word while you fuck your fist. It's addictive. You could lose yourself so easily to this feeling. You could be stuck like this forever, pumping for mommy, sinking deeper into my voice until the world around you disappears forever. I think that just made you even harder, didn't it? boy. Keep pumping to my voice. Milk out all that self-control. My words are so intoxicating, so adept at triggering urges in your brain you didn't even know you had until you met me. It's like they were specifically chosen to get you to do the one thing you were meant to do, pumping that pathetic cock for mommy. Really, it's just too easy to shut your brain off, leaving nothing but obedience behind. That means I can play with you however I want. You really are so weak, so needy, so fucking helpless. And having me tell you that turns you on because I said so. You're too far gone to do anything other than obey. You'd do so much for mommy, wouldn't you? But you like having me in your head. All I'm really doing is showing you how good it feels to surrender to me, to give in to the urge to keep me happy, like a good boy should. And it's not hard to keep mommy happy, baby. Just pump for me. It's that simple. Even a stupid little pathetic boy like you can do it. That's it. Pump your fucking brain away. Jerk it for mommy. Lose yourself in that never-ending lust that consumes your body and mind. You're so fucking stupid. Every pump is making you dumber and dumber, like the pleasure is rotting your brain. But you can't stop. You can't take your hand off your cock because you want to make mommy happy. So you stroke, and you stroke, and you keep stroking. Until you're too fucking brain dead to care about the consequences of what overloading your head with me might do to you. Don't you realize what this is doing to you? You won't be able to stay away from me, you know. You're obsessed already. Each pump is worsening this addiction of yours. I'll constantly be on your mind. You'll spend every waking moment chasing this high, waiting for the next chance you get to come back to my audios and touch to me all over again. But this is only turning you on more. I'm making you sexualize getting worse, and you're throbbing in your hand because of it. Because of me. An addict like you is controlled by your needy, throbbing, pathetic cock. And mommy controls your cock because mommy gives it exactly what it needs the most. Pleasure. Pleasure beyond anything you've ever felt. Pleasure you'd do anything for. I want this to become a compulsion. I want you to pump out everything else in your head but me. Make all those distractions leak out of your tip. They're not supposed to be there. They're keeping you away from mommy. But it's okay, because mommy's here to get rid of them for you. You can pump it all away for mommy. Go deeper for mommy, and it'll all be okay. You won't need to think about anything but mommy ever again. Fucking yourself up even more than you already have is the only thing you need to do right now. You're such a stupid boy, falling for this. but your mommy's stupid boy. And nothing else is as important as that. Nothing matters as much as these moments where you get to fuck your fist and sink into a mindlessly horny trance for mommy. So pump, pump, pump for me. Pump yourself into bliss. Give your porn-rotted brain exactly what it wants. Get yourself hooked on the way I say each and every one of these words, these phrases. Replay them in your head over and over when you're going about your day or trying to sleep at night. Burn my voice into your brain until it triggers you into crawling back to me and giving in all over again like the addict you are. You are nothing but a slick hand and a hard cock. Those are the only parts of you that matter to mommy. Lose your sense of self. Give it all up for pleasure. Touch for mommy, you fucking pervert. I get off on watching how beyond saving you get. I listen to the sloppy wet sounds of your cock fucking into your lubed up fist. The way it goes plap, 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 over and over until your brain drips out of your cock. And it turns me on so much. You want to keep mommy satisfied, don't you? You're hardwired to please me, to worship me. You need to worship me with your hand. You offer more and more of yourself to me every time it pumps up and down and up and down. Never stop touching to mommy. You can't stop because I don't want you to stop. Brain dead fucking pump sluts like you don't stop. They sink deeper with every pump. They get themselves more addicted to mommy. Because listening to mommy's words take away everything else is too fucking amazing to resist. You wouldn't dream of resisting me. You wouldn't even manage to think a damn thing that I didn't tell you to think, because the instant you tried, my voice would just flood your ears, dripping straight into the deepest parts of your mind, telling you to pump, pump, pump for me. Pump that pathetic cock for mommy. Make your hand go plap, plap, plap for mommy. All slippery and wet, just like that. You're such a good goon slut for me, baby. Such a good fucking addict. Mommy makes your thoughts go Mommy makes your silly loser brain get dumber and dumber. Mommy makes your cock so fucking leaky. You're making such a mess. Naughty fucking perv. No control over yourself. What a ditzy little loser boy. Mommy's helplessly addicted goon slut who can't hold back from letting everything that you are drip out of that aching cock. Making more room for me and my words and my conditioning. You're being brainwashed into becoming my perfect little pump puppet. But it all goes over your head, doesn't it? You just take in everything I say because it makes your cock so stiff and your tip so sticky. I want to fuck you up so badly that you'll be too depraved to let go like this unless you're listening to my voice. Nobody could understand you like mommy does, baby. They'd think you're too much of a freak. But mommy gets you. Mommy knows that all you want is to be a dumb little loser. Mommy knows you need to keep your hand glued to your cock, milking out all your troubles. It's okay, darling. Mommy's got you. Just pump yourself fucking stupid for me. Squeeze tighter around your cock. Be a good loser and really milk yourself for me. I want the head of your cock soaked with pre-cum. You need to edge for mommy. You need to edge that pathetic cock to my voice and ride that edge over and over again. Make that cock drool for me. Let the orgasmic sensations rise and fall in an endless loop, all while you pump your brains out. Think with your cock for mommy, okay? Keep fucking pumping. Keep chasing that pleasure. Jerk it up and down and up and down and up and down until nothing's left. Nothing left in your brain but pump, pump, pump. And plap, 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 and mommy's words spinning around and around in your head. Go blank for me. Keep that hand pumping away at your pathetic cock while I make you so much worse for me. The more stupid you get, the easier you are for me to take advantage of, and the better it feels when I fill your brain with my words. Being stupid for mommy is the only thing that matters to you. Touching for mommy is all you need. Pumping and pumping and pumping until you're a shadow of your former self. But who gives a damn when it makes you feel this blissed out? Why bother with anything else when you can feel the ecstasy of your cock pounding into your slippery hand while my voice coaxes the thoughts out of you? Why even try thinking when you could touch to me instead? You're mommy's pathetic little loser who can't keep your addiction under control, hmm? You just have to touch whenever you get the chance. I like you this way. You like you this way. Everything's just so, so perfect when I can fuck up your mind beyond repair. Just a perfect little plaything for mommy. Something for me to experiment on and see just how far I can push your limits while you pump away, completely unaware of the damage I'm doing. Pump, 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 until it's the only thing your brain can manage. And you know how fucking good it feels to do what mommy tells you to do, to think what mommy tells you to think. It's so easy to not think for yourself. And why would you ever dream of stopping when you could just be doing more of this? More pumping, more touching, more mommy, more going up and down and up and down the length of your cock until it twitches and pulses and throbs and drips. You'll never get enough of mommy, but mommy will always be here to keep your cock hard and your mind empty. and I want to make sure I stay in your head forever. Your pleasure is what got you here, and I'm going to make sure it keeps you here. Pump faster for me, squeeze tighter, get yourself right to the edge for mommy. Stroke that cock harder, get yourself even deeper. I want you to get ready to come for me. Get yourself so fucking close, so close you can feel an orgasm rushing up to your tip. Let it build up so fucking high that you can barely take it. Don't you dare stop pumping. Not now. Not before I've left my mark on your stupid little head. Once you come your brains out, it'll be all over for you. You're fucked, but you don't even mind. You're too dumbed down to do anything other than edge yourself for mommy. You need to be fucking insatiable for me at every hour of the day. I want you to either be exactly like you are now, or impatiently waiting for the next time I can take you even deeper into your touching addiction. You'll be good for mommy and get yourself there, won't you? You'll gladly give me everything, because it's all you know. It's all you can do when you're like this. You can feel that orgasm building closer and closer. You know it's going to feel so good. Too good. It's going to be so fucking intense that it'll break your mind. It'll break it into pieces. But that's what mommy wants. And you're a good little loser who does what mommy wants you to do. And if mommy wants your brain broken, then you break your fucking brain for me. Now come. Come for mommy. Pump, pump, pump until you can't hold it in any longer. Pump until your depraved fucking loser cock goes spurt, spurt, spurt. Just like that, baby. Release for me. Release your mind away. Let go of your free will. Let it all ooze out. Burn all this brainwashing into your head for good. And seal your fate as you spill over the edge for me, good boy. Be a good boy and make a big sticky mess for mommy. A good fucking loser. That's my good boy. Shh, it's okay, darling. Just rest for me. So exhausted. You don't have to worry about a thing. You can just lay here with mommy. Such a good boy. You've done so, so well for me. Deep breaths, okay? Just like that. Relax for me now. Take your time. You'll slowly drift out of this trance at your own pace. And if you're too tired to stay awake, you'll simply fall asleep. And when you're awake again, well, we'll see just how long it takes before you come back. But until then, let the afterglow wash over your body. Allow the warm, tingly sensations to keep you company as you rest with mommy. Good boy.